Lot to do. We're living very remarkable things. Let's go.
We didn't have Sheila last week. I was away. 2 weeks ago, we were learning the Niv Koiches and Nefesh. The ten Koiches and Nefesh, of course, are the Kol Doidi Doifek of the ten Mamaros, the ten spheres. The Kol Doidi Doifek means that when a person, any emotion, any feeling, any thought that you and I encounter within ourselves or we meet in someone else or in the world, is Be'emes, Be'emes, is Kol Doidi Doifek, is the voice of our beloved, of Hashem knocking and calling out to us. And therefore, the side of Dir B'Tachtayim, of creating a place for Hashem in this world, begins with the belief that every single moment of life is filled with the mystery of those ten spheres, which descend into our lives in the form of the ten Koiches and Nefesh that we're going to be learning about. And therefore, when a person feels a rachmanis for a poor person, that's a gilui at that moment. There's a revelation of the midas harachamim, of the midas teferis, that's taking place within himself. And so it is with all the midas. When a person's afraid, it's a gilui of the midah, of yira, of gvura, of the sphere of gvura, that's manifested in that emotion of fear, even though that particular thing that he's afraid of and the emotion that he's feeling at that moment could be unfounded or silly or whatever. But nevertheless, it means that the Midah of Gevura is lighting up in his life. The Tachlis of all our Avodas, we're going to learn from the Mari Naim in a minute, the Tachlis of our Avoda is to follow to the Shayrish, to follow all of these experiences and all of these emotions and thoughts, to follow them to the beginning of where they come from, to the Shayrish. And what we ended with 2 weeks ago, we did very, very quickly at the end 2 weeks ago, was Be'emes. This is one of the greatest giluyim of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and the Talmid Baal Shem. This changed the world forever. This was the beginning, really, in a very, very powerful way, of the giluy of Ohr Shel Mashiach. And what I explained 2 weeks ago, and we'll just continue with now, is before the light of the 7 days of creation of the Baal Shem Tov began to shine in the world, I'm just repeating from the end of last Shia, before that light of the Baal Shem Tov began to shine in the world, when a Jew would hear that there's such a thing called Ahavas Hashem, love of God, a simple Jew, not a tzaddik, not a great Talmud Chacham, a simple Jew would hear that there's something called Ahavas Hashem. When he would hear those words, Ahavas Hashem, he bechalal couldn't relate to that at all. He didn't understand at all. What does it mean to love God? I'm not capable of loving God. I met God. I don't have anything to love Hashem. There's no such thing in my life as a Havas Hashem. I have no shaykhus to Havas Hashem. But the Baal Shem Tov was Megala. Now that the Torah of Rabbi Shem Vaychai and Ari HaKadosh came all the way down into this world, it became known. Through the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and then later on through all the Talmidei Baal Shem, it became known that any feeling of love that you have in your heart is Ahavas Hashem. The love that you have for the chocolate bar, the love that you have for a friend, the love that you have for a song, any feeling of Ahava, even Chalila, an Ahava Nemucha, even a love for something that God forbid is Asa, even a love that's forbidden, is nevertheless coming from that koyach that's called Ahava. It's coming from that sphira elyoina in the Sharasha elyoin that's called the midah of chesed, the sphira of chesed, Ahava. All the machshavas, all the thoughts and all the emotions go back to the three spheres of Chabad and the seven spheres of chesed, gevurah, teferes, netzach, hod, yesod, and malchus. All of the different thoughts that we have and feelings that we have are tsirufim of the spheres, chesed shebegvura, teferu shebenetzach, are all tsirufim of these midos elyonis, of all the midos elyonis. And therefore, whereas until that point in time, simple, regular people felt that they had no shaychus to Ahavas Hashem, to Yiras Hashem, to Tiferes Hashem, whatever that means, we'll talk a lot about. They didn't have a shaychus. This is only for big tzaddikim. The Baal Shem Tov was Megala that it's not true. That every time that a person feels a taiva, even if it's a taiva that's ain't a big dusha, even if it's a taiva that's on the side of impurity, the love, as I said, for someone who's forbidden, and so on. Be'emes, be'emes, that ahava is an ahava for Hashem is Baruch. The Baal Shem Tov came and told each and every one of us, you should know that you're crazy, mamish, merely in love with God. It's an ahava for Hashem. It's an ahava for Dvarim Shebekedusha. It's a love of Jews. It's a love of Eretz Yisrael. It's a love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an ahava. It's an ahava that's a gili of that midah of the infinite love that Hashem has for each and every one of us, for that sphere of chesed. It's only that this ahava has fallen into a place that's nabach, that's very low. So you love something that you shouldn't be loving. It's fallen into a very low place. This inyan of the midas falling is the side of what's called in Kabbalah Shviras HaKelim, which we're not going to go into right now in Yonim in Kabbalah, the shattering of the vessels, Shviras HaKelim. And because of that, you are experiencing this Mida Elyona, this exalted Mida of Ahava, of Chesed, you are experiencing it presently in a darkened state, in a fallen state. And therefore, instead of looking at yourself as being, God forbid, as being a person who's far, far from Hashem, who's a Rasha, who's a Moshchas, you can't delude yourself. You're doing something you shouldn't be doing. You're not supposed to be involved with that person who's forbidden to you. But instead of seeing yourself as doomed to the underworld, to the side of Tuma, to the way of Klipas, instead this person cries out to Hashem and says, Ani ma'amin be'emunah shleimah, I believe with complete faith that at this moment in my life there's a hisiris of the sphere of chesed. There's a hisiris of that midah that's called chesed, which is the ahava elyona, which is comes from that place of the 10 utterances of creation, and all the way up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochel himself. And therefore, at this moment that I'm in love with something that's disgusting, and that I'm in love with somebody who's not for me, and I'm feeling this taiva, ani ma'amin be'emunah shleimah, that the essence of who I am at this moment is filled with love of Hashem. Is mamish, is molay ahavas Hashem. And I'm asking you, Baruch Shalom, to help me believe that, and help me to peel away the disgusting layers of ahava that have descended into this form of the love that I have right now, so that I will be able to come into contact with that midah of ahava and love you, and feel a love for other Jews, and feel a love for Dvar Moshe B'Kedusha, for davening, for learning, for Eretz Yisrael, and so on. To feel that true midah of ahava in the shorish of where it comes from. Same thing when it comes to pachad. When a person is afraid, he can be afraid of some shtus, of some narishkeit. He's afraid of something ridiculous. That means that at that moment, the midah elyona of gvura, of yira, is misoyer inside of him. It's only that it's malubash, it's enclosed in what's called a yira chitzainis, an external, silly fear. You're afraid of something silly. But the emotion of yira itself, it comes from the midah of gvura. Our avoid in this world is described in this form as the avoid of hafshota, la hafshit, to strip, to peel away the outer layers of the midah, and to come to the shirish of where that midah began, of where the midah began. And this enables a person, even when he is in that low place, of Ahava Nefula, or of Yir Nefula, that enables the person to see himself in a different surah altogether, to see himself and to be filled with hope for the future in his life. A person who is, let's say you have someone that is always looking for covet. You know, a person is always looking for covet. You know, people like that, that they're always running for covet. A person looks at himself and he sees that he's the lowest person, that I'm such a schnorrer for covet, that's all I do my whole life, I'm looking for covet. And until the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, he would see himself as being a disgusting, miserable person. But the Baal Shem Tov was Megala that the need for covet and seeking covet is the longing for a person to connect to the Midah of Teferes and to understand how Hashem has pride in him, to seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pride in him, and how he's mispoyer Hashem. And the pride that he has in being a Jew. Not the way it comes out, cover that he has to get an aliyah today, or he's going to get all upset if they didn't give him daven to Ahmed, or if they didn't put his name up on the bulletin or something. It's Narishke. It's Teferes. The sherish of it is Teferes. The root of it is Teferes. And therefore the person is able to look at himself in that way to understand that it's not that he is evil, is that the midah of Hisparus, the midah of Teferis, is lost in his life, and is mizgala, not that it's not there, but it's become revealed in such silliness that he's looking for covet. And he's forgotten the lost princess, which is that midah of Teferis in the root of what it is, which is to be mespoir in Hashem, and Hashem to be mespoir in a Jew. The teferis of a Jew. The splendor, the glory of what it means to be a Jew. And instead he's looking for that for his name to be announced or something like that, to have some cover. But the people should be mechabed him. It's an entirely different way of looking at oneself and looking at the world. To understand this, let's learn two tirus from the Friedrich at Tzaddikim. Today was the yard site of the Murray Naim. And one of the most basic tirus in the Murray Naim is in last week's parasha in Lech Lecha. It could be some of you learned this. I hope that you already learned it. So we'll learn this Torah from the Murray Naim in Lech Lecha, and then we're going to learn a piece from the Dag Nach Nefraim in Parshas Balak. The Torah from the Murray Naim is long. We only need to begin for our what we're learning here. Let's begin. It's on page Mem Hei. There are two sides. Look on side Mem Hei, where it says Al Kain, Ayin Chof. Are there any more papers? Where it says, Al Kain. Let's learn this carefully. Al Kain, Tzar Kol Isha Yisraeli, B'tikun Hamidus. What does it mean, Al Pichsidus, Tikun Hamidus? Now you know that in the world of Musa, you often will hear a different lashon. Tikun Hamidus is used also, but another common expression that's found by the Bali Musa is Shviras Amidas, a shattering or a breaking of Midas. Chassidus, the Inyan is not to shatter or to break. The Inyan is to fix. It's Tikkun Amidas. Tzar Kol Isha Yisraeli B'Tikkun Amidas Losum Einav Elibay Al Drachav. The Moreh Naim says, Tikkun Amidas requires that a person pays close attention, losum einav v'libay, with his eyes and his heart, al drachav, to pay close attention to what's going on in his life, how he's living. Lahalois kol hamidais anefulin, to lift up all of the midais that have fallen. Lahalois kol hamidais anefulin. Dahainu, b'chol midah shehu noifel b'zman min hazmanim, when he looks at his life, he sees that in b'chol midah, where he has fallen, shehu noifel b'zman min hazmanim, at times that he falls into kaas, into anger, or he's lazy, or is taiva, he's a taiva for something that's not right. So he has to look at his life, and he has to be able to understand that he has fallen, his midas have fallen, bedvarim chitzonim chas v'shalom. Bedvarim chitzonim, things that are chitzonim, not who he really is, bedvarim chitzonim. Chas v'shalom kegoin ahava chitzonis, such as ahava chitzonis. He loves something, either something that's stam, not important, or something that's even forbidden. But it's nahava chitzonis. Or yir chitzonis. Or he's afraid. He has a pachad, he's afraid. What's he afraid of? It's a yir chitzonis. He's afraid of the dark, he's afraid of this, he's afraid of that. He's afraid of finals, he's afraid of midterms. It's a yir chitzonis. Yir chitzonis. And what's the avoda? To identify in his life, where is my ahava? What do I love? To be honest with oneself, and to make a cheshbon nefesh. What do I love in my life? What do I love? What do I hate in my life? What am I afraid of in my life? And so on. And when the person identifies these ahavas and these yiras, just again using the first two of the lower seven spheres as examples, Chesed and Gvur. And once he identifies what these are, Yagbia es atzmoi, he's able to lift himself up, im oisa hamida lamaila, with that mida lamaila above, kemavur la'el. Vaydezer, himol yimol bisar orlas lavavo, and by this he is able to circumcise the orla of his heart. V'yiskel chol ha'omul amayla k'may ha'ovis aleihem hashalom, to be able to be zeiche for the midas of the ovis. Avram is chesed, Yitzchak is gevur, Yaakov is teferis, and so on. The ushpizim. K'b'chol mokim sheyira be'enav ba'eznav yishma. Im einav b'roishai. If a person's eyes are in his head, in other words, if a person sees himself in an accurate way, in an honest way. Remember, the tzaddikim are not saying to ignore our faults. The tzaddikim are not saying to whitewash our problems at all. Other rabbi, the Mori Naim, is saying to look carefully at all of these things. And to make a cheshbon hanefesh. Im einav b'roishay v'yirasham shum mida mehamidas al yonis hanefulam. To be able to look carefully at his life and identify in everything in his life how has the mida of ahava fallen into something inappropriate. Like the maaseh with the Rebbe Reb Zushu and when he was someplace at an inn, it's a whole story with the Rebbe Baruch Meshbitzer, and there was they were eating supper together, and you probably know this story, and they were eating supper together, they came to a kretschmer, to an inn, and Bemister, you know the story? The Rebbe Baruch Meshbitzer didn't want anybody else to be there. He didn't want anybody else to be there. He wanted to have quiet for himself. You know, Rebbe Baruch Meshbitzer was very much to himself in that way. And it was in the middle of nowhere, this kretschmer, this inn. And it was Rabbi Baruch Meshbitzer's mazel. Who shows up at this place? The Rebbe Reb Zushi shows up at the place. Now, Reb Zushi was a very, very noisy person. He was surrounded always by a storm. That's how he lived. But the Rebbe Baruch Meshbitzer couldn't say no. And it happened by the meal. And he made it tonight that you shouldn't start jumping and going crazy and everything. And by the meal, so they were serving the meal, and you know this the person, the balapunduk, the guy that was running this inn, he had a mazel, he had the two tzaddikim of the generation, Rabbi Baruch Meshbitzer and the Rebbe Reb Zushi were there, and he made a terrible mistake. There were guests at the table, whatever, I don't know who said it. The guy that the balabos said to the Rebbe Reb Zushi, "Would you care for some pepper?" And the Rebbe Zushi said, "No." So the balabos said, "Really, I love pepper." And then the Rebbe Reb Zushi threw his head back. And Rabbi Baruch Meshbitzer said, "Oh, here it comes." And the Rebbe Zushi jumped up, and he jumped on top of the table. And everything fell over. And he started screaming, he loves pepper, I love the Rabbi Shlomo. He loves pepper, that's what he loves. This Yid loves pepper. I love you, HaKadosh Baruch. And they got all over Rabbi Baruch Meshbitzer's coat, and the Baruch Mezheb was asked to be buried in that. He would put it on certain times, Kippur, whatever it was, and he was buried in it. Ahav is Hashem. So the Rebbe of Zushi says, he loves purple, and I love HaKadosh Baruch. The Mid of Ahav is the Mid of Ahav. But a person has to look at himself. What do you love? Do you love pepper? Or do you love the Baruch? The things that are worse than pepper that a person loves. But what is it that you love? Where is your heart? Im einer Bereiche wie ihr schon schon mit dem Hamides al Jonas an der Fulham kann neu dem Hamides al Jonas noflu af ben ha'amim. I mentioned this last time. Even among the nations of the world, even in the interactions that you have with non-Jewish people, with goyim, whatever happens to you, Hashem is showing you something. It's brought down from one of the great earlier mekubalim that he saw the beauty of a woman. And he was misoira to the mid of Teferis, which, again, we're not mastic such a thing. We can't be mastic such a thing. Ubechol ha'uvdais shalahen. And all of the things that take place, even among the nations of the world, whatever you see in your life, is a gilui of one of these midas, of one of the spheres, of one of the ten ma'amaros of creation. Everything that you and I experience, what we see. People talking, and we see something. Ubefrat b'shiva amamim. That's why there were seven when we came to Eretz Yisrael. I mentioned this last week from the Chayza, but it's in all the Svarim. Shahoyu b'Eretz Yisrael shnitzdav Yisrael aleihem b'lois chay kol neshama. Where we have the midst of lois chay with these nations when we came to Eretz Yisrael. Shesham hoyu mamish ikin nefilas amidus alyanis. Eretz Yisrael, the seven nations that inhabited the land. With the seven lower midas of Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Hayit, Yisrael, and Malchus. Shama Yumamish Ikke Nefilas Amidas, Elyonis. In Eretz Yisrael, the Ikke Nefilas Amidas, Elyonis. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a very powerful gilui of that. B'chol Echad Meha'umas Midachas. Each one of those seven nations, a different midah. Asha'al, Kein Nemer Ba'amolik, Amolik Yoyshev Be'eretz HaNegev. And it says about Amolik, that Amalek is Yoshev Beretz HaNegev. Ki Negev hu Dorim, because Negev is, the Negev means the south. V'noide shedorim hu Midas Ahav. We're not going into why. That Dorim, the south, is Midas Ahava, is the Midas Ahava. Shesham hoye b'yoyse tzimtzum Ahava nefula. In that place, there was, in a very, very, away, in a very low way, in Amalek, Yoishev Benegev is the mid of Ahav and the Fula. Valke Nema be Avram Avinu of Shalom Haloich v'nasoa hanegba. Now Avram Avinu is the mid of Ahava, of the Tikkun of the mid of Ahav. Avram Avinu was the mid of Ahav that's perfected, as great as it could be in a human being. Avram Avinu was the mid of Ahav of Chesed. So what does it say by Avraham Avinu? It says in the Pasuk, last parashin, Lech Lecha, Haloich v'nasoa hanegba. Why? Shekol nisiyoso v'hilucho b'avodis Hashem, all of Avraham Avinu's journeys in his service of Hashem, not physically moving. That's just a reflection of what was taking place within Avraham Avinu. Since Avraham Avinu was the merkava of the midah of Ahava, his whole life was to be mesakin this midah of Chesed. Ahava is Negev. Haloch v'nasoa hanegba. Against the koach of Amalek, the koach of Amalek, which is Amalek Yoshev be'eretz hanegev. Shekol nisiyoso v'hilucha b'avodas Hashem hayi betikun midas ahava le'ahoyv shmo ha'godl. Le'ahoyv, to love, shmo ha'godl, the great name of Hashem. U'la'ahev oysa b'fi ha'briyas, and to cause the rest of the world to be in love with Hashem. That's all Avraham Avinu was. Haloich v'nasoa ha'negba. In that midah of negba, of Hanegev, which is Ahava, that in the world of Amalek is Nefula, has fallen to the most disgusting things. The Inyan of Amalek and Edom is the lowest things. It's the Inyan that we see now in the world. Avraham Avinu's Avoida was Haloich v'Nasoa Hanegba. Shalzen Nikra Avram Oyhavi is the only one who is called in such by that name. Avram Oyhavi, my beloved. Avram Oyhavi. Shumidas Achesed, Shimidasoi, Hanikra, turn over the page. Hanikra, Alshmai. Avram Oyhavi, his midah was the midah of Ahava, of Chesed. And he's called Avram Oyhavi. V'chein b'chol ha'amim ha'shiva amamim, and in all of the seven nations that were occupying Eretz Yisrael at that time, ha'yamamish tzimtzim ha'midas ha'nefulim, were contained in a very constricted, in a very hidden, in a very, very unbecoming way. The seven midas of Chesed all the way down to Malchus. Hayamam is tzimtzum hamidas on the fula. Va'al kein nitzdav yisol alayin b'lesechaya kol neshama. Therefore we were commanded not to allow them to live. Shem ha'yu mekaymen ha'mitzvah. Now what does that mean? Shem ha'yu mekaymen ha'mitzvah k'mayish nitzdavu. If we would have risen to the occasion, if we would have been able to perfect ourselves in the way of the others, of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, if we would have been able to perfect ourselves in those midas, then hoyim mekayimin ha-mitzvah k'mayishin estavu hoyim malin kol ha-midas m'nashvira. Then we would have been able to repair and to be mesakin and to redeem to the lost princess the seven midas that pull out of the palace of the light toiv, of that which is not good, meaning the midas nefulois, ahava that has fallen, gvur that has fallen, teferis that has fallen, that was manifested in the lives of the seven nations that were occupying Eretz Yisrael. We were able then what? To free the lost princess, Marlon Kol Amidus Min Hashvira, to lift up all of the Midas Min Hashvira from that Tzibrochenkeit, from that brokenness of the seven nations. Shekach Ros HaChachmosi Yisborach. This was what Hashem in His wisdom determined would be. That through that we would lift up all of the midas that had fallen in the shvira, the inyan of shvira sakelim. Vayetekev kol ha-toivus vayeshuas. And we could have experienced Tekef upon entering Eretz Yisrael and conquering the seven nations. The Sechai Kol Neshama, we could have brought Tekef Kol HaTovus VaYeshuas Sheyia Achi Yemaisa Mashiach Yemitzah Asher B'Meheb Yemein. It would have been finished. It would have been Dir B'Tachtoinim. B'Tachtoinim She'ein Tachtoin Mimenu, the Tani says. She'ein Tachtoin Mimenu. In this physical world, Tibi Magala Or Hashem, in the seven nations, in the lowest place in creation, to bring out that Ahava is Be'emes Ahavas Hashem, that the year of the Gvura is Be'eres is really Yiras Hashem, and so on. Until finally, Malchus is Malchuscha, Malchus Kol Olamim, Kol Olam, Umalchusai Bakol Mashon. But call everything is Hashem. Everything is Hashem. 1 second. Everything is Hashem. Ach ayidei shalei kimu ha-mitzvah kiroi. But since we did not destroy the seven nations kiroi as we were supposed to, meaning we did not redeem, we did not draw out the lost princess from the palace of Loitov of the seven nations, by lifting up those midas within ourselves, to repair the midah of Ahava, the midah of Gevurah, the midah of Teferis within ourselves. That's what it means. the conquest. That's the kibush. The physical kibush is just a very external gilui of what needs to take place within ourselves, which we're still struggling with throughout all of these years. They allowed them to continue living min hasheva amamin, meaning from the seven midas, in that state of what? Of disrepair, of ugliness, of tumah. Loinis alu hamidas. We fell deep into the midas of shvira. Loinisakin urlas levavim, and the urla of the heart was not repaired. Ubo aidezela kilkul pgam habris, all the way down to his side, and kilkul pgam habris, kalkul the union of bris, or whatever that of his side. That Braglayim is the mid of Yesod, that's between the two legs, the bris, and we brought anger, kaz. We angered Hashem with Pagam Habris. The Kama Psukim Kaitseb is a Veroya Hamidas Garm Lam Kilkal Habris Kamesha Kasafti Lamal. Yeah, what do you want? Yeah.
So the emotions of Goyim are not a gilui, not like an Israel all the time gilui.
We are able to be Megala. A Goy could be Isaac in that way of thinking as well. And he could hear what that's about and to within himself to try to work on that. But of course, the tachlis is, and the tikkun of the shvira can only take place through our avodah. It doesn't mean it can't be used as a program, a self help program for the nations of the world. Gzutai. Why not? Everything, the whole world is nivra basar mamaris. Everything that exists was created this way, and it's in everything. Yeah.
Is the Maran saying that they're all the seven are interrelated, meaning that the fact that they couldn't...
That's what it sounds like.
...all the nations means that they couldn't be even talking to some of the Midos? Not
so it sounds like it's a little bit like all or nothing at all. It sounds like that from Maranayim. I know. It's a good question. I don't want to go into that right now. It's not for now, but it looks like that. It looks like he's saying that. That's upsetting. It looks like he's saying that the interrelatedness means that unless you're plugged into the whole system, it's going to fall apart. But we'll hold on to that. That's not for now. That's what it sounds like, what he's saying. Valkei Nemar, V'chol ha'om asher re'inu b'soicha anshe midos. Mori Naim says. So the Meraglim came back, and here we had another chance. And the Meraglim came back, and they said, forget it, no. We can't deal with these nations. We can't. I mean, when I say another chance, I mean chronologically this was the beginning, really. Another chance. We came to Israel. We failed. But the Meraglim, it actually began with this. The Meraglim came back and they said, all of the goyim that we saw in Israel, anshe midais. It's a funny way of saying it. There are other ways to say it. If you want to say that they're big, strong, whatever. Anshe midos. So the Maranayim says, Shakavanhu ka'omer, shahamidos hanafulan hayim mitzumtzomim behem. The Meraglim were right. Eretz Yisrael was filled with anshe midos. The midos are the midos. Chesed gvur tefes netzach haydis adamachos. Anshe midos. They were embodied in the seven nations of the goyim that were there, anshe midos. V'amaraglim hilshinu, but here's where they failed. V'amaraglim hilshinu v'amru afilu balabayis kivyochel eniyochel oitzi kelev misham. It's a lashon we find in the Gemara that even the balabayis can't even. They said such a terrible thing. It's hard for us to understand that even the balabayis, even Hashem can't fix this place. Even the balabayis eniyochel oitzi kelev misham. Even the Balabais can't fix the Shvirus HaKelim, the Tzibrochenkeit of Eretz Yisrael. Even the Balabais, even the Creator, the Balabais, any yochel lahoitzi to draw out, to bring out lahoitzi kelev misham, to take out the midah of ahava from the anshei midos, where the midah of ahava was in a state of what? Of tumah. Ad kedekach was the lashon hara of the Meraglim. That afilu balabayis kivyochel ani yochel lahoitzi kelev misham, lahoitzi kelev misham. Kinoida, shahamidis nekroim kelim. These midas, chesed gevurah tiferes netzach hayd yisoid, are called kelim, koychos kelim midos. It's all the same thing. Vahamidis hanefulim nekros shviras hakelim kinoida. And when the midos are in that state of nefila, when they've collapsed and fallen into tumah, they're called shviras hakelim. The kelim are broken. The koiches hanefesh, the midas are broken. Ve'im kochashu ve'hilshinu shekivyochol afilu balabayis and yochol ahalas amidas and the fulim yisham, and they came to that kfir and they said that even the Rebbeinu Shalom can't take out. The midas have fallen into such tumah that even the Rebbeinu Shalom kivyochol can't take them out and bring them up. The kochashu bedavar shekol ikar avodaseinu tolui boy, and they rejected that inyan where all of our avodas Hashem depends upon. That's our entire existence, is tikkun amidas. It's the whole tachlis in this world, is dir b'tachtayna, is gilui kvod shamayim in this world, to fix, to repair, to lift up the midas. And they were machish that. They denied that, they rejected that. Shlochein hoya oinshan godol ma'oid gamkein. What's the Marinaim says such a thing? Ulaza Omar ben Yefuna. Oloi nale virashnu oisa. Oloi nale oisa. We will ascend. We will surely rise up. Oloi nale. We will lift everything up. Virashnu oisa. Yirashnu oisa will yashin it. Will free the lost princess from the palace of Light Toiv. Oloi Nala, we'll bring her up. We'll take her up. The Yerashna Oysa. Shagam Anu Nala Lamaila, call Hamidas Amitsum Samanban. We're going to lift up all of the Midas that are hidden and contained within the seven nations. Oloi nala v'yirashnu esa, shagam onu nala l'mala kol hamidas amitzum samban, aydei shiyisayenu b'reinu l'zeh. The Rebbeinu Shalom will help us. Chofetz Hashem, chofetz banu Hashem. Hashem is baruch, if you help us, if you love us, if you want us, help us, and we'll lift up all of the midas. Kimalchusa b'kol mashalah. Then it says, if we would understand what the inyan of Yishmael is, right now in Eretz Yisrael, what's the inyan, what's the koach of Yishmael? And we would yashin and lift up the koach of Yishmael, that would be the end of Yishmael. That would be the end of Yishmael. Without firing a bullet, without a bullet, would be the end of Yishmael. It's the same avoida. First one needs to understand, what is Yishmael? What's the koach of Yishmael? Ki malchusa b'kol mashal. Afilu b'klipas, even in the lowest klipas, Hashem's everywhere. Malchusa b'kol mashal. Malchus Hashem, the Or Hashem is in the lowest klipas. Lahatoyson l'kol eshayachpites. To turn l'kol eshayachpites. The Malchus of Hashem, whatever Hashem wants. K'moy Shomar Kosev, Has Kol Bosim Ibnei Hashem, Has Kol Bosim, all flesh, Has, silent, be quiet, Has Kol Bosim Ibnei Hashem. V'al kei nemar Vayahas Kalev Esha'a. A Kalev silenced the people. Everybody was grumbling and complaining and crying and screaming. Vayahas Kalev Esha'a. Has Kalbosa. Ayde Bechinas Has, Shu Has Kalbosa. Shebiyodo Lisayenu Lahalas Kolamidis and the Fulam. Be silent. Has Kalbosa means that Yeshua and Kalev is saying, what do you think? What are you thinking? You think that the Baruch Shalom can't? Machusa b'kol mashola. What these goyim have, the koyach that they have, these anshei midos, it's all a lakus. It's a lakus that is trapped, that has fallen into the place that's not good, into that palace of light tov. You think the Baruch Shalom can't help us to infiltrate into that palace and to free the lost princess, to bring out has kol basa? All flesh is silent before God. Has no koyach to fight against Hashem. Shabiyodul Sayenu Lahalis Kola Midas on the Fulan. Hashem's books Biyodul Halois to help us. Lusayenu Lahalis Kola Midas on the Fulan. Shemosalonu Han Hogazu Ach Loha Koch Vememshola. Rabbi Shalom has Loha Koch Vememshola. We're not on our own. We're not going to just fight this by ourselves. Ach Loha Koch Vememshola Lasis Kirt Sinai. But of course, mitzideinu is achashia his oirus mi'itonu. This oirus has to come from us. The rotzen, this oirus, which is the story of the lost princess, and the sheni lemelech going looking for the lost princess. That his oirus has to come. You have to look. You have to want. You have to believe to say Olai na leviyirashnuas, chafetz bono Hashem. Olai na leviyirashnuas. It's not just when you're looking at the seven nations that are occupying Eretz Yisrael. It means when you look at yourself and you see yourself and you've seen yourself something disgusting. The choice at that moment is either to be like the ten meraglim and to say, forget, I can't do this. I can't do this. To be messiahish, to give up. And to say, even the balabais can't, even the banshim can't help me out with this thing. I'm such a mushkas, I'm such a novel. Even Kivyach Hashem can't change me. That's the choice that every one of us can make that decision to choose to be like the ten meraglim, or the other choice is to be like Yeshua and Kalev and to say, Olay na'alav yirashnois. This thing inside of me right now, the way that I'm behaving, this is a midah of avahava. This midah of avahava has fallen into something disgusting, into whatever, into filth, into pornography. Olay na leviyirashnu som chafetz banu Hashem. Machusa b'kol mashol, the Baruch Shalom's, if I want, and I ask God, and I cry out to Hashem for help, Hashem is baruch, hayipol me Hashem dov. Olay na leviyirashnu. I'm not doomed to live this way. Not only it's a matter of overcoming the pornography, overcoming the filth, overcoming this inyan inside of me. V'yarashnu oisa. I can rescue that lost princess, the midah of love that has taken me into such disgusting things, and I could use this in a way of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of loving my wife, of loving my children, of loving another Jew, of loving Eretz Yisrael. V'yarashnu oisa. Olay nala, not just v'yarashnu oisa. That's the kibush. To take it away from the goyim, to take it away from the Sheva Amamin, and to build a Beis HaMikdash there. It's not stand that you chase the goyim away. But that's our tachlis, to chase the goyim out of Eretz Yisrael. The tachlis is to build a Beis HaMikdash. That's the tachlis, to build a Beis HaMikdash. The irrational way, sir. V'yarashnuisa, to yarshin those koiches of tumma, meaning the koiches of kedusha that have fallen into tumma. Olay na'al v'yarashnuisa. Ach shiyah his oirus mi'itanu. But his oirus has to come from us. The rotzen has to come from us. The ten raglim were misyayish. All of the tzaros, all the bechiyah shalchinim and tishabavs, all the tzaros comes from that. From that yeyush that, forget it. Anshe midas. Anshe midas. My heart, my mind, my body has been conquered by the anshe midas, meaning the midas of the seven nations. I can't win. I've lost. I'm finished. That's the ten raglim. That's where Tisha B'Av comes from. All of our crying comes from that way of thinking. Yeshua and Kalev, Ruach HaCheres, there was a Ruach HaCheres. Their Ruach was, Oloi Nale V'Yirashna, Haskal Bosom Yasha. All flesh is silent when a person understands that everything is a locus. Then the Guf, the Boser, is silent. All that's covering, all the seven nations that are covering the seven Midas HaKadoshes, the Koiches and Nefesh of Chesed V'Tves, all of that is silenced. All the noise, all the turbulence, all the ugliness becomes silent, and then it can be brought out and brought up. Allah in Allah V'Yirash Noisa. The Hashem is Baruch, Yichazik is the Vaveinu La'avadosi is Baruch, Shmai Amen Selah Netzach V'ed V'chein Yiratzen V'chein Yiratzen. It sounds like it's something very, very esoteric and Kabbalistic. But the Emes is, he said, that this is the avoda, that kol avodasayna. This is the tachlis of our living, of our being in this world, of fixing these things, of conquering Eretz Yisrael within ourselves, of the conquest. We're not going to start the degel. We'll do the degel. Hold on to the degel machne frayim, and we'll begin the degel machne frayim bez Hashem next week. It's a hemshech of this. And to bring it all together, Mitzvah Hashem, want to have a minion from Arif?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So let's stop.